Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110-993 WBT, Brent Witterbull Show. I got to talk about this. Listen, I try not to judge people. Well, who am I kidding? I judge everybody. But I try to judge people not too harshly based on the things that they like to eat. But this may be a deal breaker, and I'm not kidding when I say this. I think very few people are bigger fans of the state of Wisconsin than me. Okay, there's a lot of people that are more fans, but the Wisconners here, those Conners are, I don't know what they're doing. But this is now a thing that is available, and it's just, this is no good. You can't do this anymore. You can't put stuff in other food that doesn't go with it. Example, you cannot put pieces of Limburger cheese suspended in Jell-O, okay, lime Jell-O, okay? You can't do that. You can't put Durky fried onions in lime Jell-O. Like, just don't do any of that. That's not even approaching this. So I think we can all agree that candy corn is one of the great atrocities of the human diet. Candy corn is just, I don't know what those are, these disgusting wax triangles. I mean, it's just no good. Well, Spooktoberfest, you know, for the Halloween time, is out there in Wisconsin. And there's a place called Lake Louie Brewing Oktoberfest. They have a candy corn-infused bratwursts. Spooktoberfest brats, new today, made with Lake Louie Brewing Oktoberfest and actual candy corns inside the sausage. So think about the times you've handled the sausage and you've looked at it and you're like, oh, it's translucent and I can see the meaty bits in there. Well, in there is the candy corn. In right there, you pick up your sausage, you're looking at it, and right there is candy corn. Now, Justin Strassman, who is one of the creators of this thing, says, that's just your traditional brat. What? What's next? Seriously, what's next? Sweet tart? Put sweet tarts in there? Put runts in there? Skittle? Oh, can I get some Skittle Wurst? This is delish. Just because you can combine things doesn't mean you should combine things. So, by the way, the brats are $4.99 a pound. I wouldn't need a whole pound. Like, I might buy one as a joke. I just don't know what you're doing with this thing. If you're a candy corn brat person, man, let me know. That ain't happening. That is not happening in Winterbull world. That's an abomination. Okay. If you have people in your life that don't want to get a job, I've got a great job for you to get them to get into. In all seriousness here, I want to give you a little bit of value after turning you off at the idea of candy corn-infused sausage. According to a report by Cybersecurity Ventures, by the end of 2021, there will be a staggering 3.5 million unfilled cyber positions. 3.5 million cybersecurity jobs are going unfilled. It means that the people who are getting the right certifications can get paid bigly. Because cybercrime is costing companies an average of $6 trillion a year. Oh, wait, let me rethink that for a second. Hold on. Did I just say it was $6 trillion? No, that's nothing. That's zero. The $6 trillion is zero, is what Joe Biden has told us, isn't it? Oh, the $6 trillion is actually zero. Don't worry about that because it's already paid for. The cyber theft is paid for. But in all seriousness, they are looking for people to get into that industry. 3.5 million jobs in that world. And apparently, you know, this may be the ideal thing for millennials, the younger folks who understand how to work all this sort of stuff and how to secure those systems. I think that's fundamentally a terrific way to get in there. And don't forget, there's also a very robust cybersecurity element inside the U.S. military as well. I mean, if you're willing to take the shot, all the shots, take the shots and then take the shot for the cybercrime. Because you don't want to get the virus while you're trying to stop the viruses. See how that works? See what I did there? That's right. That's like the old banana in the tailpipe. Forget the banana in the tailpipe, TJ. We're now going to have the candy corn bratwurst in the tailpipe. You can cook it that way while you drive down the road. Probably enhances the flavor. What are we doing? We're befouling a truly proud sausage with candy corn.